Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to say, first of all, thank you so much for waking up this morning and listening to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. Unfortunately, we're having some timing issues with the program. It's actually the radio station. It's not really even the computer, because actually we have 10 minutes until our guest is due to show up. But the ministry started 10 minutes before. So because of that, we're going to go ahead and prepare and kick off the ministry. And we're going to talk a little bit about my message for Tomorrow, God's Will, that wasn't played yesterday because of the same issue of technology. So we're going to go ahead and get into Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. And it says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning. We thank you for starting us on our way, Heavenly Father. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless something to be said or done on this particular ministry that would edify and glorify your holy name. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the opportunity and the privilege. And we ask, would you bless each and every person who is on the ministry. We ask, would you bless those who are in the hospitals, those who are in the convalescent homes. And we just ask, would you bless each person who says, "Pray for me." Lord, we ask that you bless this ministry to be something and pleasing in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. And I want to reiterate, yesterday we have about 8 minutes until our guest shows up. But on yesterday, I was going to present to you a topic that the Lord had given. And this particular topic distinguishes or compares the difference between light and darkness. Right now, we see that light is boldly taking over darkness, because darkness was last night, and now we see how the light is boldly taking over darkness. Well, one of the main aspects that God wants us to understand is that God created light and darkness. And so when we look at light, we basically are able to see better. When we visualize light, we're able to understand where things are, as far as where things are with us physically, where things are with us mentally, when we have a clear picture. But when we walk into darkness, it's a guessing game. And darkness basically illustrates or illuminates or promotes those things that cannot be seen. Now, one of the things that the big pictures that we're going to talk about this week is that we don't want to confuse that we are supposed to walk by faith and not by sight. A lot of people, and I've heard this, and as the Lord is speaking, a lot of people get this confused, because God is not talking about with the physical eyes. When we talk about walking by faith and not by sight, we're talking about walking in the light. That's all it is, walking in the light. Because think about a blind person. They cannot see. What are they walking by? They're walking by faith and they're walking, they have someone guiding them. And God says, just as a blind person has like a guide dog or someone guiding them, he says that he is our guide. And so we are not literally using our eyes when God takes us to the place of faith. That place of faith lies within our faith, within our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So the next time you hear that we walk by faith and not by sight, I don't want you to focus on the eyes, right? Do not focus on the eyes. That's not what's important in the spiritual realm. What's important and what God is saying is that our heart must continue to have faith in God. That's why he says that we shall, he says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall walk and not be weary. They shall run and not faint. And now our guest has joined us, and we're going to go ahead and revert back over. We would like to welcome our guest, Miss Kavina Love, to the platform of the AfreeToLoveShow.com. She has an extensive amount of music ministry that she has shared with the world. She has created this inspiration ever since she was a child. And we're going to learn a little bit more about Miss Love as we explore her ministry and her new projects. And we're excited and delighted to have her on this morning. Miss Love, are you on the line? Miss Love, are you on the line? Miss Love, are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Good morning. Praise the Lord.
Good morning. How you doing?
Hi. How are you?
All right. All right. Okay, I'm going to ask you a few questions about your music ministry, and you can just, you know, whatever the Lord leads you to say, then just say it, and that'll help with the ministry as well, okay?
Okay, God bless. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
All right. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
As I always say, every time I get this question, I'm a young lady that's so excited about Jesus. And every day I strive, you know, just each and every day to be just more like him. You know, and this day you find so many that are serving God, but are not willing and ready to put their hands into the work of God. But I'm one, and I'm not down anyone else, but I'm one that I'm willing to get my hands all in the work of God and willing to do and say whatever he tells me to.
That's good. That's good. Okay, now you received your start in the music ministry as a child. Tell me what led up to you really wanting to sing and really praise God and give your spiritual gifts to the world.
I'm always, you know, I've come from a family of singers. Everybody in my family sings. My grandmother, I was in a group. My mom used to sing background for Miss Patti LaBelle. And, I mean, just everybody in my family always sang. So it was definitely, you know, I was around it. But every time I would see my grandmother or my mom or, you know, hit the stage, I always said, you know, I want to do that. And God had already had that seed planted inside of me that I was singing. My mom said she was, like, trying to get me to play, like, the organ. And I just kept grabbing the mic. Every time she would go to rehearsal, I would grab the mic. And she said, uh-oh, I got another singer on my hands. And I love it. You know, that's where you find me pour out my heart inside of my music. I love to sing, and definitely I love to sing because I love who I'm singing about.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Okay. So what is your most memorable experience as a gospel artist, whether it was when you were a child or presently?
I think my most memorable moment, actually it was not too long ago at the Gospel Image Awards. Although it was an award show, we had church. You know, we God had his way, and the leader or the top person of the award show allowed, you know, God to just show up and, you know, didn't cut us, you know, off early or anything. And God really showed up, and my family was there. And we began to, you know, even though it was an award show, we began to praise God. And that was really, really a really special moment for me. To be in the room praising God with, you know, brothers and sisters that I did not know, but also my family and my whole team. So it was definitely a memorable moment for me.
Oh, that sounds great. Excellent. Okay. Who would you consider as a great legend in gospel music?
A person right now, and definitely I've been, you know, watching his career, I would say Bishop Marvin Sapp is definitely a legend. Mr. Marvin Sapp had some similar situations with his loss, and through that time, I had my loss. We've never got a chance to meet and face to face, but we will get a chance to meet very, very, very soon. We had a loss, at the same time, and he actually helped strengthen me because I was looking at him continue to keep pushing forward through losing his wife and everything that he was going through, and I was on the other side. I had lost my husband at the same time, and his life encouraged me, and I told God, and that's still something that I want to happen. I want to be able to get in the room with him and just let him know how his life, just encouraged me, because I was going through the same thing, but just on the other end. And every time I would see him, in spite of him feeling like, he wanted to cry, he kept pushing. And it helped me, it really, really helped me. And that's why it's very important as a saint of God that you don't know what somebody all over the world is going through, and that you have that push and that determination to show them that they can, that they can get through it. And that's what he did for me. And he's a legend. His career is amazing. I follow his career and just, his personal life encouraged my personal life at the time when we both were going through.
Oh, that's great. That's a great testimony. Okay, now tell us a little bit about your new project and what you would like people to know within that message of song and ministry.
One thing about the new song, it's a single and it's called Save. I would love for the people to know that it benefits in serving Christ. We have an inheritance, and therefore all of our needs are met. Our Father's rich. And there's nothing too hard for him to do. The song Saved is just letting you know that, in spite of all your situations, because you're saved, because you're hooked up to the Lord Jesus Christ, that, that there is nothing impossible, that God will keep you through it all. He'll keep you through every situation. He won't let you fall, because of the great God that he is, and because of your faith, God will be right there. He said, "Beloved, I wish above all things that you will prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers." And just letting you know that some of those things are your benefits and being in Christ. There is a benefit package, and all we have to do is tap into it, believe God, and have faith, and you'll come out on top every time.
Amen. Praise God. Okay. Now, what type of events are you planning or will plan in the future as far as your ministry is concerned?
Well, we definitely, we want to keep encouraging, encouraging the world, one soul at a time. And that's one thing about this ministry. We care about the souls of God's people. We take time out with souls. And we a lot of times even when we leave the event, we're always, we stay up on folks and make sure that, that we're encouraging and, the people of God. And I'm dropping a EP really, really soon. Will consist of between 6 and 7 songs. And this song, Save, will be on the EP. And the music is amazing. It's definitely something to look forward to. I think God has blessed his ministry with a, just a new sound, but it's still holiness. It's still holiness, just a little flavor to it, but it's kingdom music. And I think that when you hear it on your radios or you hear it on your iPods or you hear it on your cell phone, it's words and music that you would never forget, and we'll be going on tour, a little short tour very, very soon. And God has just been amazing. I just got nominated for a Steeple Award and just did the People's Choice not too long ago. Got 9 nominations for the Agora Awards. So God has just been amazing. He has been faithful, and he has not let me down.
Wow, that is excellent. Congratulations, and praise God for that.
Yes.
Okay. Now, if you were not a minister of music, what is your second passion? What would you be doing instead?
Definitely the fashion. I love fashion. I love, you know, styling, you know, women, and I love just styling people in general. One thing about it, I love colors, and, you know, I love putting things together. And most of all, with the fashion, I like to be able to show women that you can be just as fashionable as the woman on the runway, but you don't have to let your body be out. You know, you know, top don't have to be out, and the bottom don't have to be out. You can still be very covered, but be very fashion forward. And that's what I do. You know, a lot of times, you know, I take my little pictures and stuff like that, and I put them up, and I show people that that you can be very fashionable. You can wear a whole lot of things, but you can be very modest and very tasteful. The way that the Bible says that women should be, we need to bring. I think that we should, as women, bring that back. You know, class of dressing. And showing that we can do all these things, but we don't have to let our, you know, our parts, if you will, be exposed.
That's good. That's excellent. That's exactly right. Okay. How would you describe an effective song that really reaches the listeners and really ministers to the listeners?
I would describe a effective song as, you know, just a song that that really speaks to the heart and the soul. You know, kingdom music. You know, I would say that, you know, a lot of times you hear some songs that just come together as you know, just the rhyming and stuff like that. And I guess that's okay if that's what you're doing. But, you know, when you're trying to reach the soul, you know, I think it should be authentic and pure. And that's one thing that I would say about this ministry that God has blessed us with. A lot of the songs that you hear is things that I've lived, I've cried about, I've went through it, I've suffered, you know. And so it's not just words being put together just to make a melody or just to come into your radio or on your iPad, but it's just things that I actually live. And I think your song should be pure, real, and authentic, something right from the heart of God.
Good. Yes, it should be from the heart of God. Okay. Now, is there anything else you would like to share that has not been shared in this interview?
I would just say, you know, follow me, www.kavinalovemusic.com, Facebook, Kavina Love, IG, Kavina Love, Twitter, Kavina Love. You know, continue to follow my journey on my way up, and, you know, and we'll be singing at the Steeple, not the Steeple Awards. We'll be singing at the Stella Awards after party at the end of March. And just, you know, just keep me in prayer, you know, most of all, and then March 8th as well. You know, keep me in prayer, you know, as a man and woman of God. March 8th, just continue to vote for me. The voting starts for the Steeple Awards on March 8th. So I would love to get, you know, the thanks to God to put some votes in for me. I think I'm in the category of New Artist of the Year. And, you know, just continue to keep me in prayer, you know, as a woman of God. And in this last day, that God will have his perfect will and his perfect way in my life. Out of everything, you know, I know it's perks and you want, you know, finances and all these different things. But I am one young lady. I'm seeking for the move of God. And I want to see the move of God come back in our churches and back in our events and people to see what our God can do.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Wow. Well, I appreciate you waking up this morning, joining me, and please stay in touch, and I wish you the best, and I just want God to just bless you and your ministry, and thank you so much.
Thank you so much, too, Ms. Alfreda. I really, really appreciate this platform. You had us on before. You have us on today. And we're totally grateful. We can't thank you enough. We're so, so, so excited and grateful for this opportunity.
All right. Well, you take care, okay?
All right. God bless you.
God bless you. Bye-bye. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that was Ms. Kavina Love. Be sure to follow her online. And this is an archived ministry, so that means that because it's archived, you can watch it or you can listen to it continuously, okay? I have a few announcements, then I'm going to bid you a great Sunday. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Also, you can go to AfridaLoveShow.com and click on Love Radio. Okay? That's AfridaLoveShow.com and click on Love Radio. Or you can go to StellarGospelMusic.com and click on Number One Love Radio. And that's how you can gain access to all of the ministries and all of the music. Be sure to continue to tell your family and friends and positive community leaders if they want to be featured on this international radio station to please email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com, or you can Facebook me at ALFREDALOVE if you would like to be on this particular ministry. In addition to that, make sure you continue to pray for all of your family members. When you pray for them, put them all in one line. Pray for them one by one and call them by name. Be very specific, because the prayers of the righteous availeth much. Pray for those you know and those you do not know. And then, of course, encourage and pray for yourself. In addition to that, make sure that you check out the website, AfridaLoveShow.com. We're going to start adding many different events. Also, be sure to check that out and check out some of the events. Now, we have some of my crew will be at the Stellars, and some we're going to be in Florida. So if you have any events, be sure to submit them, emonya_love@yahoo.com. All right. In addition to that, we have a talent show or a fashion show that's coming up, and that will be in June. And so we're going to also prepare for that. We're going to bring back entertainment and plays. We're going to bring back just the word of God. We're going to bring back the ministry. We're going to pray. Remember to pray every ninth hour, which is at 3 o'clock, whatever time zone you're in, okay? Be sure to pray about that. On Tomorrow Gospel, we are going to talk about darkness and light, and we're talking about the light of the world and the darkness of the world, and we're talking about the revelation of God. On Tuesday, we'll have a very special guest from Dallas, Texas, and she will bring her knowledge about being a child advocate, working in the court systems with the children. We're going to bring educational things. She's phenomenal. She's great. She's wonderful. And so be sure to be prepared for a fun-filled week. My spring break is going to be working for the kingdom of God and bringing projects and bringing things to the community and outside of the community, networking with individuals. And as I said before, some of us will be at the Stellar, some of us will be in Florida. So that being said, for all of the individuals who will be in Las Vegas, please be sure to bring back plenty of pictures and things of that nature. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the AfridaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Afrida. Love.
Yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Afrida Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back. And there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.